And we're back with Greenberg News and your host, Brian Greenberg on WNJC, 1360 AM. Now on wrapping up 19 years in broadcasting, and it's very fortunate one of my sources for lead, Jen Sherlock, Jennifer Communications, always brings on great people to connect me with, and I think she's outdone herself this time. And we have Daria Pujara, who is a Philadelphia-based social entrepreneur, has campaigning to raise $20,000 by September 25th for the advancement of Y Center, a company founded in 2012. Y Center offers international immersive learning programs designed to help students create an impact in the world. Daria, welcome to Greenberg News.
Thank you, Brian, for having me here today.
My pleasure. This is just tell us all about Y Center and how you developed the concept and what you hope to achieve by it.
Sure. So I'm originally from India. I came to America in 2010, and after graduating with my master's degree in 2002, most of us go for a corporate job, and so did I. But I chose to quit my job on first day at 5:30 p.m., and I took off to Africa in Mozambique. While I was there, I saw a lot of challenges in the healthcare delivery system in Africa. These people who donate money, people who donate medical equipment, but it's not working. It's not creating the impact that it should. And that's where I got the idea. You know, I am, 24-year-old guy who just got a master's degree and quit his job on first day. Let me see if I can do something about it. And that's the whole idea of Y Center came out of from that. How about, you know, connecting this college and university students, you know, with these fancy engineering degrees to actually go over to these communities in Africa and in India and create an impactful solution in healthcare, education. And that's what, you know, we are doing at Y Center right now. And that's the backstory of how I started about it.
Yeah, I understand the energy you want to create and what you want to do. So kind of talk us through, someone makes the contribution to Y Center. How does that get transformed into changing lifestyle in Africa?
Absolutely. That's a great question. Right now, we are running this campaign on Indiegogo, and, you know, people can check it out on ycenter.org, y-center. And what it really means, this $20,000, is it's not a regular donation and charity that you do and the money goes away to the people. We actually develop programs. Right now, we are working on a technology app that actually fights malaria. Did you guys know that every 60 seconds someone dies of malaria in Africa and in India? It's unacceptable in this age. You know, when in 60 seconds you can almost do anything that you want with a smartphone. So we are actually creating a phone application in Africa right now. So people who otherwise do not have access to malaria tests can actually now get access to this and their lives can be saved. This $20,000 is directly going to be used to, you know, enhance projects like this at Y Center.
So let me ask you, why is it, you talk of these health problems that have been solved in most of the civilized world, why do they still linger on so significantly in Africa? You know, I understand.
That's a great question. Brian. So
we should, the technology's there, why not?
Exactly, right? Why not? That's what I've been asking. You know, most of the problems in Africa and India, I believe they shouldn't exist. They shouldn't just be there. But what really happened over the years, we thought that the way to solve these problems is just money and T-shirts and, you know, sending a bag of rice. But with Y Center, we are changing that paradigm. You know, we are shifting the conversation from stop sending that bag of rice, but how about using technology maybe to help the farmers to actually learn about how to grow their own crops? It's time to talk about real business, real technology projects, you know, not just sending over money. So what seems obvious to us in America or in most of the other European countries, maybe, it's not still obvious. In fact, it doesn't even exist in these countries. Water, for example, you know, access to clean water, it's a privilege. It's not a basic right. And with Y Center, you know, we not only hope to highlight these huge issues that most of us know about, but we also make a commitment to act upon it.
So what's been the... So when money is shipped over there, I guess there's corruption everywhere. Is it just go into people's pockets and that's where it ends?
Right. That's what we know about. In fact, you know, you're saying that it goes to corruption and government. We know that's a huge problem. It's a systemic issue. But much worse is when someone donates like $20 from America during Thanksgiving or something else. We don't even know where the hell this is going. Is it actually reaching the people? With Wire Center, you know, we make the donations work. We actually directly create these projects which are led by our community. It's not something that we create here in America and then we expect this community to adapt. We go to these communities and we create these projects by building capacity. If I talk about creating an app that fights malaria, it's not something that we entirely create in America. We create, we design the project in US, but when we have to implement it, we find local people to actually own that project. So the community really owns it, and all the money that we get is being directly invested. You know, that's the word. We do not talk about donation. We talk about investment. We invest this money with our, in our community so that there is a higher return, not only financially, but also impactfully.